Welcome to the Something to Think About podcast, where we take a closer look at what the Bible says about common questions. I am Andre Palmer. Welcome again to the Something to Think About podcast. This week we'll be looking on keeping record of wrong. Have you ever had a conversation with somebody and they say something to you that is so hurtful, that they have said something so hurtful that every time you see the person, you relive the situation? It's almost like it just happened, even though it happened like 10, 15 years ago, even longer than that. Or somebody has done something to you that is so distasteful that you relive the moment every time somebody mentioned the word or talk about the topic. Like the hurt just come all back again, fresh. Yeah, that is what keeping record look like. It's keeping track of every hurt, every pain, every negative word, anything that happens to you that is negative. And you have a logbook of all the things that happened to you over the years. So this week we're going to explore what the Bible talks about that. And basically, keeping record of wrong is unforgiveness. So unforgiveness can lead to hatred and revenge. Keeping record of wrong will give a person tools to use to walk away from a relationship. It leads to accusations and makes a relationship toxic. It's the root cause of what the Bible talks about as rejection. So how does an unforgiving heart operate? There's 10 things. One, they analyze everything a person does, according to 2 Samuel 10 verse 3. They anticipate a negative reaction from people, loves to make false accusations, think people are plotting against them to hurt them. They ignore what people say, according to Jeremiah 18 verse 18 to 20. They keep an account of everything. They are full of pride. They are also very judgmental, according to Luke 7 verse 39. So here's the thing. That is how the person operates. No matter what the situation is, they always analyze everything with the person. They're very skeptical and they're very hard to convince when it comes down to change. They also anticipate a negative reaction from people, which means that no matter what the person does, even if they're making a request, they're always expecting that the person to say no. So for instance, you're asking your spouse to do something. The first thing that comes to mind, they may not do it, but when it's asked anyway. And when they say no, it's like you're convinced. I see it, them they like do nothing for me. It's a sort of thing. I mean, also persons who have unforgiveness in their heart and keeping track of wrong, they are very suspicious. So if your spouse is talking to a female, all of a sudden now they're cheating. If they come home late, your suspect say there is something wrong. That they're doing, that they're up to something, that they're at somebody else's yard or whatever. Very, 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 very suspicious. They're also very judgmental. So no matter what, they're always trying to judge the person and their person's character. Even if they change, they don't see it. So no matter what you do, there's something wrong and there's always an issue. So how do you move away from an unforgiving heart to a forgiving heart? And there are 7 things, and the first thing is to treat the person like nothing never happens, according to Luke 15, 28 to 32. Welcome the person with open arms. Don't look down on the person. Luke 18, 19 to 11. Don't scorn the person, Isaiah 65, verse 5. Extend mercy to the other person, Matthew 9, 12 to 13. And be willing to forgive when asked. And be honest about how you feel. So there's 2 contrasting behaviors right here when it comes down to the unforgiving heart and the forgiving heart. You have to let go of the situation and resolve the conflict. You have to welcome the person with open arms, and you have to treat the person like nothing never happens. And the reason why is that every time you see the person and you're reliving the hurt, that means you never let it go in the first place. Means you have not dealt with the situation correctly, and also you have not resolved in your mind to move on, so that pain is lodged in your brain and it's in your heart, and no matter what happens, you're still reliving the moment of whatever happens to you years ago. And it also keeping you bound at that place. So if something happened to you when you were a child and you have not resolved the conflict of that childhood memory and experience, it will still be there. And that childhood memory and experience carried over to when you're an adult, because when you're an adult and you relive back the hurt of when you were a child, and you see the person and the person is still living, and worse if the person is dead, you're trapped. So for argument's sake, you're abused when you were young by your father or mother, whichever one. And that abusive situation has not been resolved. When you're an adult now, anything that looks close to the tone that your parents used to abuse you, whether it be verbally or physically, it will trigger in your mind that you're being abused. And the response that you did at the time, if you're not resolved the situation, will be the same. So if every time that somebody's tone rise to the level of being abusive, you have to take away yourself if that's what you did when you were a child. And if you have not learned how to resolve conflict, then no, your relationships won't last long once it reached the point where the person becomes abusive, as opposed to dealing with the situation appropriately. You're just gone. Even if the person is not abused, but the person just don't know how to talk softly or calmly to a person, they're just loud and abrasive, and you interpret that as abuse, then you're just gone. Another example that could, if you're always shut down by your parents, and you're at work and you're trying to express yourself about a situation, and your boss continuously shut you down and not hearing your opinion, after a while you go resign and find another job that work in an environment that accepts you for who you are and willing to listen to your side of the story. But you always keep the memory of how that boss treats you. But really what you're comparing it to is your experience before going into the workplace, because you have not learned how to deal with situations like that, and that is keeping a record of wrong. On the flip side, you're supposed to extend mercy to other people while other persons extend mercy to you in the same light. And also, one of the dreadful things that normally happens, I have experienced this sometimes, is not being honest about how you feel about a situation. So here it is that your boss talks to you in a particular way, or your spouse, and you're trying to explain yourself about a situation, and they consistently shut you down, and you don't stop them to say, hey, allow me to explain what happened and give me a chance to speak. If you don't do that, you'll feel rejected and feel put down and feel less than, and you condemn yourself and feel ashamed because you feel rejected by the person. But you have to deal with the situation and be honest about how you feel and say, hey, I don't like when you talk to me like that. It's offensive, and it's best that you not do that again, because, and you explain. When you get that out of the way, you and the other party can reconcile the situation and move on, because they now recognize that how they're talking to you now is offensive to you, and they must make a decision now in terms of how they're going to deal with that going forward. And that's how you deal with unforgiveness, by reconciling the situation, explaining how you feel, and move on. So here's the thing. There are three persons involved in any situation: the offender, the offended, and the accuser. The offense determines how much grace is needed to forgive the person. When the person is forgiven, the accuser comes out of jealousy and pride to stir up the offended to feel guilty for forgiving the offender. The accuser in this case is Satan. In cases where the offender still continues in their ways, just share the word and leave them. You will become weary if they are not at the place to journey with you to fix the problem. They don't fully understand the word of God and how to apply it. If the person is ignoring the correction, try to see life through their eyes. Learn as much as you can from them. Use the wisdom gained to live in peace with them. The Antichrist spirit is in operation because it will oppose the teachings of Jesus Christ. So here's the thing. You, the person that offended you, and Satan is in the mix, he's going to cause and stir up trouble because he doesn't want the situation to be peaceful. But in practicality is that sometimes you go to persons to reconcile and to say, hey, you offend me, and they don't respond to that in a particularly welcoming way. All you have to do is share how you feel and then move on. Whether or not the person accepts what you say is not important. The important thing is that you make the effort to reconcile the relationship, solve the conflict within yourself, express how you feel in a loving way, and move on. There are four things that will happen if you let go of all the hurt that you have experienced over the years. Your relationships will thrive, you will develop a healthy environment, conflicts will be solved in a peaceful way, and you will learn how to love the way God does. And the question is, how much are you carrying in your record box? How much memories have you stored away that has happened from when you were a child up to now, to this point that you're living in? What has it caused, and how has it affected your relationships around you, at work, at home, in your community, and even at church? Make a decision today to let it go. Something to think about. And that's our show. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. I release a new episode every Tuesday. If you have any questions, please email them to podcast@andraepalmer.com or send me a tweet @AndrePalmer. Until next time, guys, one love and God bless.